way to Kansas City. Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
City. How was that?
That's better? Right. That's a lot better. Okay. That's a lot better. That makes it work. You know, this is Kansas City.
Brought to you by our friends at kcreferralnetwork.com, helping people find local, trusted companies to fit their needs through real customer referrals.
Yes. Yes.
Top drawer, isn't it?
Yes, huh? It is.
Tonight on the show, it's beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Well,
beef. It's what's for dinner, Kansas City.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And, you know, some of the interesting things about beef in the Kansas City market, a lot of people don't really know the history.
So we're going to talk about that.
We are.
And we're going to, not just beef, we might even dabble in a little pork. But as you put it earlier, in Kansas City, we'll barbecue any kind of meat.
We will. We're just Kansas City is the barbecue king of the world. But
barbecue.
If you look at some of the stats on beef and all of that, we will go into that later.
Teacher Brian will take us through the history, right?
We will.
Right after these important messages. Welcome back. This is Kansas City.
That's right. Yes, this is Kansas City. And a radio show brought to you every Thursday from 4 to 5 on ESPN 1510 AM and 94.5 FM. If you'd like to call into the show, our number is 913-491-TALK, 913-491-8255. If you'd like to call in, we are brought to you by KC Referral Network, www.kcreferralnetwork.com. Chances are, if you've purchased beef from a store, you've supported a local producer in Kansas, maybe even one from your hometown. That's because Kansas ranks as the third in the nation for beef production.
Beef.
Almost 24% of the nation's steaks come from Kansas. Do you know that?
One out of every four are coming from Kansas. That's nice.
One out of every four are coming from Kansas.
I've eaten part of those. Many of those.
Now, in the late 1870s, Kansas City was a cow town. The West Bottoms were the home to the second largest stockyard in the country. And that means that Kansas City sits in the center of the country, but it's also on the edge of the grasslands. And that drove cattle from Canada all the way to Kansas City, from Mexico all the way to Kansas City. We were like right there
Crossroads.
In the hub to bring all of the cattle
nice.
Into Kansas. That Kansas City actually was an integral part of the birth of modern society. Now, if you didn't know this, Kansas City grew up along with the cattle industry. But by 1899, ranchers had organized something called the American Royal Cattle Show.
When was that?
1899.
Wow.
The American Royal Cattle Show. in Kansas City, which spun off now into a big barbecue and horse shows over the past century. But back in 1899, we were the hub of the cattle industry. People were bringing cattle here from Texas, from Canada, from Florida. Actually, if you take this, in 1914, mm-hmm. okay, so American Royal was established in 1899. In 1914, Kansas City stockyards covered over 200 acres. The daily capacity, now just try to imagine this, the daily capacity of cattle was about 100 daily, about 170,000 animals a day.
And the town probably didn't have 50,000 people, I'm guessing.
Well, if you take that a day and employed over 20,000
people. Oh, so maybe there were 50,000 people in Kansas City.
There probably were, because it employed 20,000. So you've got to remember.
There's
got to
be some supporting industry.
It was receiving cattle from 35 different states and shipping them to 42 different states, including Canada and Mexico. And I just think it's amazing that the beef production in Kansas was so robust. As the prairie settled at the turn of the 20th century, the farmers sold and slaughtered their cattle, but they shipped them back east. So the difference is the Kansas City's stockyards peaked around the 1920s. And at that time, about 2.5 million head of cattle were there.
At one time?
Yeah.
Wow. 2.5 million head.
In the 1920s. Do you know that's enough beef to make 2 billion burgers? At one time in the 20s.
Yeah.
At one time in the 20s.
Man, if McDonald's had been around then.
That's right. When you look at that sign and you saw 1 billion served when you were a kid, you're like, oh, we had that in Kansas City.
Yeah.
We had all those cattle.
That was called Tuesday. Let me tell you what we do in Kansas City.
That was Tuesday. So you're a billion.
And we
nothing.
These animals were coming from everywhere, as you just said, all the way from Canada, Texas, everywhere in between.
And Western Kansas.
Western Kansas.
And Western Montana. Kansas and parts of Missouri were big producers of cattle, and Kansas still is the third largest in the country.
Even today. And the stockyards aren't really there.
The stockyards closed in 1991, but if you look at the history of
that. So what's happening to the cattle now? Where's it going?
Well, I don't, I think we're going to talk to somebody that might be able to give us a little bit more information on that.
Clue us in
on what happened to the cattle and what happened to the West Bottoms. But, you know, a renovated livestock exchange building and a thriving American Royal both are in the West Bottoms and remain just a testament to its enduring heritage. So
it is kind of you can visually, in your mind's eye, you can see the Bottoms, you know, Kemper Arena.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And think about that just being full of cattle.
But see, when you think 1991, that doesn't seem like that long ago to me.
No.
Or to you.
Right.
But to young people.
People who
like,
were born in the 90s.
There was 170 cattle right there? Yeah. But see, Kansas City was located right in the perfect area where the Kansas River, the Missouri River,
they all
merged.
Mm-hmm.
They had perfect, they had railroad transportation. They also had a riverboat. So, I mean, it was the perfect location.
But we're going to get some more guidance on where we came from in our next segment. Is that right?
We are.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, me too.
You are listening to This is Kansas City.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy. bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
That is an awesome commercial from 1984 and a single. I mean, I've forgotten this data.
Where's the beef?
A Wendy's single has more beef than a Big Mac or a Whopper?
Where do they get that beef?
Well, we'll need to find out.
I think we should.
Okay. You are listening to This is Kansas City, and we are joined on the air by Christy Larson of the American Royal. Her title, Brian, is the Director of Education. Are you ready for some education?
Ready for it.
Christy, are you there?
I am.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Can
you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Excellent.
So, Christy, tell us a little bit about the American Royal. We just went through a small intro to the show, and we were talking about the history of the American Royal and the history of Kansas City as a cow town and the West Bottoms and all of that. And one of my main it was amazing to me that the American Royal, and correct me if I'm wrong, was started in 1899?
Yes. 1899, so 121 years ago, we had our first American Royal livestock show and exposition right in the West Bottoms, so right where we are today. And it wasn't in a beautiful building. It was in a tent, kind of like a circus tent, and it was a two-week-long livestock show and exposition. And why it was in Kansas City, because that's where the stockyards were. So it was a great meeting place for farmers and ranchers from across the Midwest to come and talk about cattle.
It says that in 1914, that the Kansas City stockyard covered over 200 acres and had a daily capacity of 170,000 cattle?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing to think about?
Wow.
How did we ever get the stench out?
You know, I like to think of when the barbecue was down there, not necessarily with the stockyard. But
yes,
I'm sure you did not miss the fact that you were entering into the stockyard. So I think about when you're driving into the West Bottoms now, probably off the 12th Street Bridge, coming down to the Bottoms, and you could sit up on that hill and for miles see cattle.
Just cattle.
That is
cattle.
Amazing in there.
Yeah.
And the technology back then was superior. I mean, for the time, and that's why people brought their cattle to Kansas City, right?
Right, and you think about the geography, you know, we were the second largest stockyards next to Chicago, and Chicago also a river city as well, but the geography for Kansas City lent itself well to having a stockyards of our size. So when you think about the river, you think about the railroads, and then you think about the cattle drive, there's a lot of ways for cattle to get to Kansas City. And so I think that set us up very well when the Hannibal Bridge was built in 1869, and that connected Missouri and Kansas and allowed for that interstate transportation. You know, what an incredible development for Kansas City, because had that been built and connected Missouri and Kansas in Atchison or St.
Right,
Joseph,
right,
or somewhere else.
Right.
Like,
the original
Kansas
Golden
City.
Triangle, if you think about it.
And if you look at it, Kansas City has the grasslands from almost, I mean, during the spring and summer months and fall, they have the grasslands all the way from Canada to Mexico, I mean, right up through. So they could, you know, back in those days, they could do their cattle drives and bring the cattle up, or bring them by rail, or bring them by boat.
Right. Really, it's
just bring them.
A great geography lesson for students to think about why Kansas City is Kansas City because of our geography.
And Christy, this didn't end back in the day. I mean, maybe to some people, but 1991?
Mm-hmm. Right.
1991.
We were still, you know, I'm from a farm background, and I came with my dad in the late 80s to sell cattle in Kansas City at the stockyards. So agriculture is still extremely relevant in Kansas City, although we don't have acres and acres of cattle in a stockyard like we used to. The agricultural industry and the economic impact that this industry still has, continues to have in Kansas City, is still really incredible.
Christy, as the director of education, is your job really just doing this? I mean, talking to folks like us, or do you have another more important role?
No, this is important, Jim.
This is very important.
This is super important.
Thank you.
Sure. So when you look at our nonprofit organization, the American Royal, our mission is to impact the future of agriculture. And we do that three ways. We do that through education, like what we're doing right now. We do that through scholarships. So we give scholarships to high school and college students for competitive learning or for academic achievement. But we also have competitive learning. So many people in Kansas City know us, of course, for our World Series of Barbecue. And the incredible event that is.
Which is the largest barbecue contest in the country, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And number two is far behind us in number of teams and reach. So we're really, really proud of that. And our barbecue, we've been hosting that for 40 years now. Our rodeo is also competitive learning. Our livestock shows, our equine events, all of that play into it. So my role is two of those three, is the education programs and also the scholarships. So I oversee just agricultural education for not only students here in the Kansas City area, but also now, because we have a virtual platform, students across the country, which is very, very exciting.
Beautiful.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Now, Christy, I understand you're on the road and headed back home, so we shouldn't keep you, but this has been amazing. I've enjoyed the heck out of this.
But I've got to ask her one quick question.
Sure.
In Kansas City, can you tell me what your favorite barbecue place is?
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but, okay, name two.
Name two? Okay. I love Q39's Burnt Ends.
Okay.
I adore Plowboy's Barbecue Nachos.
Okay.
But
I've never tried that.
Oh, my word. You won't be disappointed.
Okay.
But the cheesy corn at Jack Stack, I just don't know that there is anything better.
Nothing better. Okay.
Well, and then the beans at Zarda's.
Well, come on. You have to go to four places to get your meal.
You know what? She got a full meal.
I would like to call that a progressive, and
yes.
I think that is a great way to experience Kansas City barbecue, is just draw them out of a hat and just go, because nobody will be disappointed anywhere in Kansas City by barbecue.
I remember somebody telling me you could go to a different barbecue place every week of the year and you would be happy. I mean, every stop would be a good week. I think that's probably true, though.
I think that's true, yes.
I mean, there is some cruddy barbecue in this town. I'm not going to name any names, but I've had some.
I've never experienced that.
Let me tell you something. The worst barbecue in Kansas City is better than 90% of the barbecue in other places, because I've gone to other places. I went to Memphis, and they're proud of their barbecue. Oh, my God. What are you people doing down there?
They don't put any sauce on it.
Oh, it's horrifying.
Yeah,
right?
They just don't put sauce on it.
I would have rather gone to Mexico and drink the water.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Chris.
That's bold. That's a bold statement.
Yeah, they can't hear me right now.
We're talking to Christy Larson, Director of Education at the American Royal. I really appreciate you taking the time out to be able to call us and get on the air and educate us and our audience about the American Royal.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
Christy, thank you very much. I appreciate it. When we come back, this is a sports station.
This is.
So when we come back, we're going to drill into a little competition, little competition part of the show.
Well, let's do that.
Let's do that. If you tell me that you think this is Elvis, I'm going to drop.
This is not Elvis.
No, it isn't. This is a Swedish band.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well done. Is there another Swedish band? There might be. I don't know. Welcome back to This is Kansas City. Jim and Brian, tonight it's beef, although we're about to expand it, but beef, it's what's for dinner in Kansas City, right?
Yeah. But
and it's our history.
What food do you think of when you think of, I know you think of burgers, and I know you think of steaks, and I know, but the biggest one
for
in
me?
Kansas City.
Oh, easy. Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Man, and we take our barbecue very seriously in this place.
Kansas City has over 100 barbecue restaurants in the metropolitan area.
I bet you they have over 100 decent barbecue restaurants.
Well, like you said in the last segment, our worst one is probably better than the best one anywhere else in the country.
That very well may be true.
So, yeah, it's also the home to the largest barbecue cooking contest in the United States.
Is it just the U.S. or is it the biggest one in the world?
It's the biggest one in... Oh, it's the biggest one in the world.
I thought it was.
In the world.
I mean, we're not messing around.
The American Royal World Series of Barbecue, the largest in the world.
I got a surprise for you.
What?
One of the founders of the Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Yes.
Right here on the line, ready to talk to us, Carolyn Wells. Carolyn, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So we're on ESPN, and I was telling Brian, you know, if you want to talk about competition, here's an arena right here. We could talk about barbecue competition, right?
You bet.
And Carolyn, tell me, how did you, and it was your, was it your husband and one other person? How did the Barbecue Society get started?
Well, it was a good idea over an adult beverage one night.
That's where all of my best ideas have come from. A good adult beverage and barbecue.
We started out, barbecue as a sport was very, very young at that point. At that point in time. We decided that none of it be taken seriously, and to do so was grounds for ejection from the club. And then it took on its own life, if you will. We encountered Memphis in May, and I thought I had found a friend forever. It was just a great event. And then entered the Royal in 1980. And won the only category that we cooked in on two bar grills, and that's how I got hooked on it. And it's pretty much the way we all got hooked on it. So, and you could call that blind luck, but it was what a great way to spend your time. You know,
what was the category, if I might ask?
Pork. It was pork.
It was pork. Okay. Mm. How were you cooking the pork? Like in a loin, or were you doing chops, or?
No, it was a shoulder.
It was a shoulder. So you're doing pulled pork, something like that? Don't talk about food in front of Jim.
I'm going to need another break.
We're going to make you hungry.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say.
Well, like I told Jim, I said, Kansas City's barbecue, it's almost legendary, but it also, we will barbecue or smoke just about any kind of meat.
Sure. I will.
I mean, we'll smoke. We'll barbecue
roadkill?
Anything.
Done. Squirrel? Sure.
Yep.
Baby bear? You bet.
You know, there is a World Squirrel Championship in Arkansas.
Well, we're not going there.
No.
We're not
no.
going to the World Series of Squirrel.
Yeah.
No, but you were talking about the American Royal before, and it's, you know, that obviously is our crown jewel of events, and, you know, I worked on that contest for many, many years, and it's a giant homecoming of all your favorite people in the world.
Isn't that great, though? I mean, you go down there and there's hundreds of people that you know.
Well,
exactly.
But you've also got the Great Lenexa Barbecue Battle.
That's our other one. Yes,
yeah.
That's fun too.
In starting that, so I was. I'm very fond of that one as well. So
that one I've had a few too many adult beverages at, by the way. I've never had too many at the Royal, but I have at the Lenexa. May have had a few too
that's
many.
That's because you live right next door.
You don't have to walk very far.
So, Carolyn, what's your favorite kind of barbecue sauce?
I don't know.
The sweet and thick, or the more like a Gates barbecue, which is vinegar based with peppery, or do you like, or does it matter when you're cooking these? Do you put the sauce on the meats when you're cooking them in contest?
Well, number one, I don't cook in contests anymore because I'm too busy working there. Usually, I do. When I'm cooking at home, I will put sauce on the meat for the last 10, 15 minutes of cooking,
okay.
And that's about it.
Okay.
That way it doesn't burn.
Right, right.
Do you have a massive setup for barbecuing at home? I mean, somebody who started the American Barbecue Society, you must have a palace. You must have a palace, right?
No. No. I'll tell you, it's a vow of poverty for a very long time.
There's a lot of people who have done some really good barbecue on stuff that you just look at it and you go, I don't know that I should be eating off of this.
I know.
And then you taste a little bit and you go, by gosh, I'm glad I did.
Well, Jim, just wait till we go to the squirrel barbecue contest.
I will eat a lot of different kinds of meat. I'm really interested in the baby bear, but I don't know that you're going to get me to go to eat squirrel.
I don't think I could eat squirrel either. Now, panda was good.
No.
He's talking about Panda Express. He's never eaten a panda bear. Carolyn. KCBS.us, correct?
That is correct.
And people can get all sorts of information. People can sign up to become, is it judges? Is that right? At various contests?
Well, they can, we part of our evolution is that, you know, when once, really our reason for forming evolved into standardizing rules and regulations, because at the time there were only three contests in Kansas City. And they were, they had basically different rules. And so we looked in those three, and someone came to us and said, will you sanction a contest for us? And we said, oh, sure, we can do that. And so we got a tabulation program and blah, blah, blah. But the evolution is that as it got more and more serious, the contestants, the cooks, wanted certified judges. So we put them through a class that explained to them our method of judging and the standards for which they were to judge on. So such as everybody loves falling off the bone ribs, but those are overdone in our world. In our world, a properly cooked ribs you can take a bite from, and the rest of the meat stays on the rib until you bite it again.
Okay, I got you.
Pardon me.
That's all right.
So we've certified in our 35 years, we've certified 50,000 judges.
Well, speaking of ribs, did you know that Kansas City traces its barbecue history to Henry Perry, who operated out of a trolley barn on 19th and around 18th and Vine neighborhood? And he would take these ribs that he would get from the West Bottoms, because they basically just gave those away. Those at that time were like nothing. And so they gave them to him, and he would sell them for 25 cents. He would smoke them, barbecue them, put his own sauce on, and sell them for 25 cents a slab wrapped in newspaper.
Absolutely. We actually did a Henry Perry Day this year on the 3rd of July and treated 1,000 people to barbecue.
Okay, I want in on that one. The next time we do that, I want to know about that.
it was a charity.
I'm fine.
Okay, Jim's a charity.
I'm willing to be charitable. Thank you.
Cool.
Carolyn, we're going to have to take a break. I really appreciate you giving us as much of your time. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can do for you?
Oh, just they're welcome to come to our website. It's www.kcbs.us. I would love for them to support barbecue because, as you know, it's been a devastating year for having great gatherings. We just want to continue on making barbecue the hot new old food like it deserves to be.
I love it. That's great. And they also have a Facebook at Kansas City Barbecue Society. There's an Instagram at KCBBQ Society and a Twitter at KCBBQ Society. We'll have all of those. I'm sure we'll give a couple more times. Carolyn, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
When we come back, we're not done yet with the Kansas City Barbecue Society, everybody. There's more to learn about, including what's coming. You're looking forward to that, aren't you?
I'm looking forward. I've got some more facts, too.
You've got some more facts to share?
I certainly do.
Well, there's never too much. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
All right.
Sorry, did you want to do a radio show? Because I'm just going to listen to the music for a while, if you don't mind.
Welcome back to This Is Kansas City, brought to you by the KC Referral Network, www.kcreferralnetwork.com, or call them at 913-303-0550.
Give me that number again.
It's 913-303-0550.
Okay.
Find a company, refer a company. Let's help Kansas City grow. Jim, what do you got for us now?
Well, joining us on the line is Emily Detweiler of the Kansas City Barbecue Society, and this is the head banana. She's the CEO.
Head banana in barbecue?
Well, you're right. I should have come up. She is the pork tender. No, she is the Kansas City strip. They do also. Okay.
Okay.
You get the idea.
Yeah, I got it.
Emily, are you there?
I am here, and, you know, I would say in my past I used to be known as the pork princess, but now perhaps the queen of Q. Maybe we can go with that.
All right.
Everybody deserves a moniker like that, and I think the queen of Q is perfect for you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you are the CEO of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. Do I have that right?
You do have that right, yes.
What is that in a given day, does that mean that they just bring you trays of barbecue and you get to feast?
Well, you know, every once in a while that happens. But, no, you know, my job is really focused on helping create programming to drive barbecue and to help all of the various KCBS members and contest organizers over
the world, put on great barbecue contests. So this year has been a little strange for us, but normally we sanction about 500 barbecue contests, again, globally, which is pretty fantastic that all of that happens right here out of Kansas City.
Do you have a barbecue contest in, like, Japan?
We have done things in Japan before. We are in 41 countries around the world, and we've got members in those countries, and then we also put on contests in many of those countries. Actually, we even have some international chases within Canada, Europe, and Australia.
And that all started from Kansas City.
It all started from Kansas City and from the phenomenal woman that you heard from right before me with Carolyn Wells and her late husband, Gary Wells, co-founding the Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Now, Emily, how many members are there in the Barbecue Society?
There are roughly about 20,000 members.
20,000?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Thank
you for your membership. Yeah.
I actually participated a number of years in the American Royal Barbecue Contest World Series.
How'd you do?
I came in 26th on my sausage. I did. Yeah, so which was nice.
That's great.
27th best sausage in Kansas City.
I think there was 632 contestants that year. I think that was 2000. And it's when they moved it to the stadiums.
Okay.
And, it actually...
That puts you in, like, the top 5% of all sausage.
It was... at the time, I was smoking a lot of meats. So, it was really... I think it's the, we served it in the restaurants, and anyway, it's a great contest, but do you like it better when they move from the West Bottoms out to the stadiums, or do you like it like it was?
Well, I'll tell you from my perspective, with the current situation out at the Speedway, I love it out there. I know that a lot of our members really loved it being in the West Bottoms. And I think, you know, that is absolutely fantastic history. And people love getting their boots dirty when they got their name called. The year it was at Arrowhead was kind of fun as well.
You know, what year was that? That was the year I was there. Was that 15 or 16?
I think that was 2015.
That was probably right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 2015. Yep.
But and I will say, personally, I love it out at the Speedway. I think it's a great facility for the teams. It's got everything, really, that the Cook teams need. And let me tell you, last year was my first year with KCBS. Before that, I had worked in barbecue for Smithfield Fresh Pork and had worked with a lot of pitmasters. But coming to the American Royal last year for the first time and really seeing what happened inside the judging tent, in this case, literally the NASCAR garages, was pretty special because you've got 500 people that take their job of judging great barbecue every bit as seriously as the cook teams, the pitmasters, who are working just as hard to turn in great meat. So that was such a phenomenal experience, and I think they really had it figured out in terms of how to handle the judging. Our friends at the American Royal just do a fantastic job, and we can't say enough nice things about them.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about, so you're the CEO, do you know a little bit about Henry Perry?
I do know a little bit about Henry Perry, and we actually had an opportunity to honor his legacy here in Kansas City just this summer. We'd worked with the city to proclaim Henry Perry Day, and we honored the legacy that he had created. And,
well, tell the audience what Henry Perry did.
Absolutely. So Henry Perry is largely considered to be the father of Kansas City barbecue. So he came here from Memphis originally, and he started a barbecue cart, if you will. And he smoked all kinds of different meat, not necessarily barbecue as we know it today. He took very
The slabs of ribs
cuts.
And
also possum and other interesting things. And he smoked all of that. Eventually, he opened up his own restaurant closer to the 18th and Vine District, and he really began the trend of barbecue as we know it in terms of restaurants and things like that here in the Kansas City area.
And working with Henry Perry was also Charlie Bryant, who brought his brother in, and his brother was Arthur Bryant, and one of the cooks there was also was George Gates, right?
Yes.
Holy smoke. Are you telling me that he's the father of Gates and Bryant's?
And Bryant's. Both of them worked for him. He started out in a cart selling 25-cent ribs wrapped in newspaper. And then that started Arthur Bryant's, which presidents go to, and Gates. So
which has the presidential platter.
It's a very interesting story, the way that this all played out. So I think it's a great thing for Kansas City, and I think it's a great heritage for our city.
Yep. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Knowing that we're known around the world for our barbecue and it's justifiable, as opposed to, you know, sometimes you hear something about Kansas City and you go, yeah, but I don't know that that's really something that, you know, we can take a great deal of pride in. This, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we do kick just about everybody else's butt when it comes to barbecue.
We sure do.
I've been down to Texas. I've been to Memphis. Keep them.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kansas City is kind of considered the melting pot of barbecue because, really, barbecue came here when it spread westward from the Carolinas and Virginia area and then, you know, ultimately from Memphis, but also coming up from the south, from Texas, and there were all of those. That was really in the prime time of Cowtown here in Kansas City, and with the Stockyards being second only to Chicago, you know, there really was a strong emphasis on agriculture at that time, as there still is today. And, you know, there's all kinds of those influences that came together to create the style of barbecue here in Kansas City. And one thing that's truly unique about us is that if you go to any barbecue restaurant or barbecue joint around town, you're going to find just about every protein on the menu. You know, it's not like Kansas City's only known for ribs or only known for chicken. We've got all of that, obviously.
Covering it all.
For our burnt ends. Mm-hmm. But you're going to find everything on a Kansas City menu. And that's something that you don't find everywhere.
Have you ever had baby bear? I'm just saying. It's made a couple of appearances in the show tonight. No? Okay.
I guess not. No.
Well, it's good eating.
I bet.
Hey, what's the future of barbecue?
Yeah, so the future of barbecue is bright. You know, this year has been really interesting in terms of what we do. You know, as I've mentioned before, we're the largest sanctioning body, like NASCAR or the NFL, for barbecue contests. So in terms of the future of that, you know, we continue to see a lot of interest in barbecue, whether that's coming from the Master Series or the pro teams, or the backyard, which is definitely growing. So, you know, I think this year, as much as COVID has impacted us in a negative way for consumer events and contests, it has increased people's passion to get out and get grilling and smoking at home. And so I think the good news is you've got more people that are more comfortable smoking their meat at home and soon are going to want to show that off, you know.
Excellent.
And they're going to want to come out and compete. So, you know, we've got a lot of different programs that help them do that. So,
Emily, we have to run. It's come to the end of the show. But thank you very much for giving us your time. Thanks to Carolyn Wells, of course.
You've been listening to This Is Kansas City.
Let's not forget Christy Larson,
thank you very much.
Next week, politics in Kansas City, Brian.
Politics in Kansas City.
I wonder what we'll do with
just
that.
Just shortly after the election.
We'll be back in 167 hours. And,
I
want to leave you with this. Okay, hit me with a sponsor.
Our sponsor is KC Referral Network. KCReferralNetwork.com. 303-0550.
The buck stops here. That was Harry S. Truman, baby. Politics next week. Good night, everybody.